we're not exactly sure if it's going to be close. There's not been a lot of polling in advance. Tom Foley is the front runner, we believe, and he's the endorsed party candidate. Once again, you'll remember that he lost by just around 6,000 votes when he faced off against Governor Dana Loy during the last election. It required a recount. And so he has much better name recognition. He also doesn't have a whole lot of specifics in his campaign right now. He's been very long on criticism of Dan Malloy, but hasn't rolled out a whole lot of plans about what he'd do. Compare that to John McKinney. He's someone who's served for a long time in the state legislature. He's the longtime Senate minority leader. But he doesn't have a whole lot of name recognition. He's got some detailed plans about middle-class tax breaks, but people outside of Fairfield County, where he's from, just don't know John McKinney's name very well.
Whoever emerges from this Republican primary, they will face the incumbent Democrat, Governor Malloy. Is Governor Malloy well ahead in the polls against either Foley or McKinney?
Well, actually, right now he's not. There was one online poll that was run by CBS and the New York Times that actually showed Dan Malloy losing by as many as 9 points right now to Tom Foley. Other polls have suggested that he's about neck and neck with either of the two candidates to come out. Essentially, Dan Malloy's been dealing with some very low popularity numbers. The economy in Connecticut has certainly recovered from a few years ago, but not as quickly as some might have liked. There are some questions about Dan Malloy's style, and he also has been taking a lot of blows from the left. There's a petitioning candidate who's likely to be on the ballot in November, Jonathan Pelto, who may very well could take a few votes away from Dan Malloy. He's been very critical of the government, the governor's education reform plans. And so he's been getting attacks from both the right and from the left as we head into November. So either John McKinney or Tom Foley, as they come through, may have a little bit of help coming from the liberal side of the Democratic Party in trying to unseat Governor Malloy.
Now, obviously, taxes and the economy are the issues found in just about every race. Are there other issues that are singular to Connecticut in this race, do you think?
Well, in terms of the Republican primary, one of the things that's come up is guns. Of course, in Connecticut, after the Newtown shootings, people took very firm sides on this issue. John McKinney has Newtown in his district, and so as a Republican, he signed on to Governor Malloy's plan to curb some guns in Connecticut. It's something that he's taken a lot of heat for from parts of the Republican Party, and certainly the NRA, which gave him an F on their scorecard. Tom Foley has not really capitalized on this so much because he's been very unclear about what he would do to change the gun laws. He says he doesn't like the laws that were passed, but when I've asked him a couple times, he's not exactly very straightforward about what he would do if he had an opportunity as governor to repeal or change these gun laws. So that's been one of the issues, certainly. Another one has been what we'll call corporate tax reform or corporate tax breaks. Sometimes people call it corporate welfare. Brian, essentially, Governor Malloy has made a big part of his policy trying to lure companies to stay in Connecticut to create jobs here. That has required some big investment, multi-million-dollar investment in big companies that were threatening to leave Connecticut. Tom Foley and John McKinney have both been very critical of this. It's something that may come back to bite Governor Malloy in November. But as of right now, I don't think there's a whole lot of differentiation between the way Tom Foley and John McKinney approach that issue.
Some very interesting legislative races. Tell us the story of Ernie Newton.
Well, Ernie Newton is someone who served both in the state House of Representatives and also in the state Senate. He ended up spending some time in jail after a corruption scandal, and he's back. Ernie Newton and the challenger Andre Baker are facing off in the 124th House District as Newton tries to make a comeback in the state legislature. He's just one of the many names of the past, say, decade or two that we've seen here in Connecticut who've spent a little bit of time behind bars and then have decided to make some sort of a political comeback. That's one of the big races in Bridgeport. Another one I should tell you about, Brian, is one that's happening here in Hartford that we've been following very closely. Sean Wooden, who's the city council president of Hartford, is challenging the incumbent Eric Coleman. Eric Coleman has been in state politics for many years. Sean Wooden said he's been around for a little too long, and one of the contentious issues here has been Sean Wooden's support, or at least his initial support, of a big, potentially costly plan to bring a minor league baseball stadium to Hartford. It's something that Coleman and his supporters have been fighting against. So we'll see what happens in that very high-profile race in one of the other big Senate races here.
Are there any other statewide races other than the Republican primary for governor?
Well, here's the interesting thing is we have a lieutenant governor's race as well, and Connecticut has this kind of bizarre system where lieutenant governors essentially run in a primary as individuals. They can align themselves with the candidate, and I'll tell you about one in a moment, but what happens is after they pick a winner in the Republican primary, then they're essentially part of a ticket with whoever is at the top of the ticket, whoever is the gubernatorial nominee. So, for instance, State Representative Penny Bakayaki of Stafford won the party's endorsement at the state convention in May, and she's going to be up against former U.S. Comptroller General Dave Walker and former Groton Mayor Heather Summers. They're all running for this lieutenant governor spot in the GOP primary today. Now, whoever comes out of that will be paired with Tom Foley or John McKinney. John McKinney has already thrown his support behind Dave Walker. They're essentially running as a pair and sharing some of the campaign finance money. And so, potentially, John McKinney could lose. Tom Foley could be stuck with Dave Walker, who's gotten endorsements from a couple major newspapers, and they could form a somewhat unlikely pair. Something similar happened to Foley last time around. He ended up getting paired with former Danbury Mayor Mark Boughton, and let's just say there wasn't a whole lot of chemistry on that ticket.
One more question. The Secretary of the State, Denise Merrill, has posted a hotline, a telephone hotline, also an email that you can write to if you're concerned about some of the elections or your polling place. Now, a lot of states do this on Election Day, but is there more of a concern for one reason or another in Connecticut?
Well, in Connecticut, we've had problems at some polling places in the past. As you might remember, the entire race for governor last time came down to votes being counted in Bridgeport, and Bridgeport has had problems with elections in the past. It seems as though for an election that may have a very, very low turnout indeed, Denise Merrill is saying somewhere short of 25% statewide, we may actually have a little bit more engagement in the city of Bridgeport because of that Ernie Newton race that we talked about earlier. And so with more people voting, potentially there's more chance for fraud. We don't see that there's any real need for any concern there. The big concern, I think, from the Secretary of the State's office and for everyone in the state is that it's August. There's a lot else going on. There are a lot of people on vacation. And Denise Merrill has said, sadly, she expects it to be lower than the 25% that they would normally get in an August primary. Brian, we've got about 400,000 registered Republicans in the state. You know, maybe 100,000 or so turn out to vote for this very important GOP gubernatorial primary.